Save with Jesus Christ. And I am so grateful this evening that we have a God that has all power, both in heaven and earth. One that could view the end from the beginning, imagine time, the things are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand. And I'll do all my will, all of my pleasure. If that teaches to our mind, precious congregation this evening, that there is no power that exists that can overthrow the great power of Almighty God. And I thought about that great relationship that was brought about through the atoning blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He and his people, that is not able, they can't be severed by any kind of a power or anything on earth. Well, you know that he said in teaching in Romans, he was speaking about that there is no power able to separate us from the love of God. Heights and depths, principalities and powers, things present, the things to come. Or any other creature is able to separate us from the love of God which is shed abroad in our hearts of Jesus Christ. Our Lord. Showing beyond a doubt to my mind this evening, precious ones, that the work that the Lord Jesus Christ wrought here in that great sacrifice in which he made, in that of shedding his precious blood, and making the atonement in which he made for the remission of sins and satisfied them, I'm going to say that he didn't only do that, but he made it substantiated to the end that you cannot be severed from. Then you know that there's a great consolation. And I thought that is why that the primitive Baptists are so sincere in that sacred relationship that they'll make greater sacrifices than any other people I know of on earth. When I begin to think about this precious old brother, here over 2,000 miles from home, 78 years old, and I'm sure that there was no other cause in here, God's heaven that brought him here, only because of that great relationship that exists. That time, you know that I'm going to say, precious one, that there's nothing, there's no price compared with it. There's no price equal with that. That great relationship, the blood of our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in that covenant that was made between the Father and the Son, I'm going to say that it was a perfect covenant. And here's the great consolation in my mind, what is that God you are for whom he made choice of. He knew them from the least to the greatest, from the weakest to the strongest. God knew them can look down through the end of time. As we've stated on duty from the beginning, from ancient times, saying my counsel to stand. What was the counsel? Was it my great covenant that was made between the Father and the Son? That counsel is going to stand, and precious little child of God this evening, with this great consolation in view. He is able to perfect his to a daughter, you know. He's able, sir, knowing these things, knowing where they're at. And in that very covenant, I was thinking of that. There are three that bear record in heaven. There are three, my precious friends, are that bear record in heaven. I'm going to tell you, precious child of God, that each of those records, one, are in Solomon with the other. In other words, the only one of whom God be told us of. I'm going to tell you, precious little one, God of God this evening, that he is so told for that same number. And for the same number in which was the choice of and was chosen, that same number is going to have the Holy Ghost apply that word to them. Lord, here is that record. That bears record in heaven. Sure it is, and I'm so glad, a precious little child of God, that this great work that was wrought by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that was nothing that you and I could do. No, sir, it is nothing that we could do in order to have that work performed. But listen, I want to say, the very cause of the blessed Lord down into this little ground of sinners down there, a world of love out of your head. You know, he said, and speaking of that great love the Father had for us, he has loved us out of an everlasting love. Oh, listen, a little child of God. Now, your God didn't begin to love you just yesterday. No, sir. I'm going to tell you, I feel sure in my mind this evening that your God loved you before you ever existed on earth. In mind and purpose, our blessed Lord could view how you knew the number, and so he loved you out of that everlasting love, of that poor, of that loving kindness, have I known thee. Yes, sir, I'm going to say, I think that has loosed the law of grace, the grace of Almighty God. You know that grace was precious in this Son. Grace was precious in the Lord Jesus Christ before the world began. And then you get no wonder Paul could say that. By grace, that's to be salvation of God. It's not by works of righteousness. It wasn't that wasn't anything that we done to cause God to love us. It was not anything that we done, sir, or that caused God to bestow His grace upon us. For by grace you saved through faith, that not of itself. It's a gift of God, our Lord. Listen, what is not of itself, grace and faith? I want to pause here just a minute, Doc, and just state to you what I heard just the other morning on my radio. And I was astonished at how that men, what you thought men take all the blessed teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible. Of course, he was trying to set up his idea in regard to this salvation, how that is brought to the individual. And after I state his statement, you can guess just about what denomination it was. He was talking about us, and he used that text by grace to get saved, and he was talking about there was a class of people in the world that are preached today that is alone through the grace of God that we saved in heaven and more glory. And he said, I can't see why that a man would want to cling to such thought as that. No, sir. And he began to I'll talk about it from this standpoint. He said, if the preacher was brought before the Lord, and the Lord would begin to interrogate him, and he'd say, why were you preaching that in such a way? And then the preacher would say to him, he'd say, I know, but what did you mean there when he said, and he gave him power, that is, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he didn't believe in his baptized shall be saved. And he asked, why did you use that text, if it's alone true, and very gracious of Almighty God, and that we're saved in heaven and more glory. And why would you say, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sin, if that be the case? And now then he says, he says, you haven't, I went on and read the next clause in that text, and he said, by grace you're saved through faith. And he applied faith as to the individual. That the individual had to have the faith in order, sir, that the grace might be applied. And yes, sir. And now then, I'm going to say, a precious little child of God, that's not what Paul meant about teaching that. And he was talking about them, according to my viewpoint of the matter. That grace, the grace of God, it was by grace you're saved through faith, and that was the grace of the clergy in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that being given unto you as individuals, as the ones that he represented, when he died, that ignominious death upon the cross, and when he died, and that death, as that brother Paul was talking about, when he went out to the hill of God over there. And when he was the time of one time to that time of his life by taking it, I'm going to say that his death was when that grace was treasured in him, and that was the last word he had for his people. Now then, by grace you're saved. Through faith. I wish, oh Lord, that I... bothers me. I can't get my mind to work. By grace you say through faith. That ought to be clear to you because I'm working with you. Then it's not by works of righteousness which we've done that's brought this about. not by works of righteousness, but according to his mercy, he has saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, who God set on us upon it through Jesus Christ. Then that's the way it has come to the individual. then it's nothing that we've done that's caused that to brought it about. Jesus, our blessed Savior, he has loved us with that everlasting love. He's come to us. The brother taught us that he knew and he made choice, and that blood was applied to them. You know, I thought of the text where in the scripture over there in Paul's letter to the Roman brethren, he said, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, them he also did predestinate to be conformed to his Son, that he might be the firstborn among men. For whom he predestinated, them he also called. For whom he called, he also justified. For whom he justified, he also glorified. And he says, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. I guess, sir, I'm going to say it, that our blessed Redeemer was delivered for all. Yes, has delivered him for us all. Then we lean on with him, please give us all things. Who can lay anything in charge of God's elected? It's God that justifies. Yes, sir, it's God that justifies. Now then, they can't be anything laid to the charge of God's elected. It's God that justifies it. Ah, then, precious, a little child, God, let me say to you this evening, sir, that everyone then for whom was embraced in that covenant, everyone has received it, and everyone, sir, that has tasted of the goodness of God and the power of the world to come, is going to be permitted to live with you in heaven without the loss of one. Oh, then, I realize, brother, right, you and I, more especially, I realize that we're going to have to soon try to be out of this. I know that our latest son sinks fast. Our latest is never run. Bless your soul and see me. I'm so proud. I'm so thankful, sir, that I have a strong faith in my blessed Lord. I'm just thinking, I said, doing this speech, and I want to be the most thankful person on earth. How good, how merciful, how blessed God is giving us. Yes, sir. And you know, just as a brother Fort told, this language came to my mind in the language of Little Ruth. Yes, sir. When you know that her mother told her to turn to her father, to her passion, he says, entreat me not to leave thee, a little farther after thee. Where do you live? I want to live. Yes, sir. And where you die, I want to die. And where you're buried, let me be buried there with you. Oh, yes. I want to live with the precious people that are all above every people on earth. Yes, sir. I want to live, and I want to try to serve them in the best way I can. And I realize that I'm so poor, and I'm so weak, that I can't serve you as my brother can. But brethren, as Brother Fox said, let me be just a little doorkeeper. Let me be a doorkeeper. That'd be good for me. Yes, sir. Let me just come. Let me just hobble along with you. I'll be good here in this land. And let me praise this blessed name as I feel like it. Oh, I know it. God says he's been so good to me. He's been so good to me. He's blessed my home. He's blessed me with a precious companion. Do it all through all hearts.